Today is very special day, not only because today is the glorious Easter day, but also the Eastern and the Western churches are celebrating Easter on the same date since 2017. As you all know, some of you may not be aware that the Eastern Church comprised mostly of the Eastern Orthodox churches, primarily Russia and Turkey and places in the East are using what you call the Julian calendar. But we as Protestants and all we call it the Western churches comprised of Catholics and Protestants. We use the Gregorian calendar. And so most of the time, our Easter are not aligned together. But today, for the first time since 2017, it happened on the same day. What an amazing testimony of Christian witness. Let us pray. Awesome God, by your resurrection power, you raised your Son Jesus from the dead. Turn our lives around so that we might see and know him as our living Lord and Savior. Awake in us a constant awareness of your loving presence and fill our lives and with joy and hope on this Easter morning. The joy of resurrection by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, that we all may know and have the power of his own resurrection in each of our lives. For this we pray in his victorious name. Amen. Christ's resurrection is the very foundation upon which our faith is built. Without resurrection, there would be no Christianity. The Bible says, if Christ has not been raised, as Apostle Paul wrote, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is vain. Jesus' resurrection became the sign for us that God's place of salvation is complete. He came to take our place, to fulfill what all of us find impossible to fulfill. And his purpose was that through his death on the cross, he would break the power of Satan, who had the power of death. And by his resurrection, to deliver those who have led all their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. The resurrection of Jesus stands as an unshakable testimony that Jesus of Nazareth is who he said he was, the Son of the living God, the one true King, the Savior of all of us who believe. And because of the resurrection of Jesus, the world has never been the same again. Indeed, church, the resurrection of Jesus signifies his victory over sin. For believers, the victory over sin and death has profound implications. It means that through your faith, through my faith in Jesus Christ, we are no longer enslaved in sin. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 14, as Paul affirms, "For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace." This liberation from sin's power enables Christians to live in righteousness and holiness. Not only that the resurrection of Jesus signifies God's victory over sins, but also on that very resurrection of Jesus, he defeated death. This means that Satan himself was defeated. Jesus victoriously conquered the grave. Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius, all of them failed to conquer death. It was only Jesus who died, who came back, and who was able to testify to the world that he is alive and alive forevermore. He declared, and the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory to our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, the resurrection of Jesus assures us that death is not the end of the story. Can we hear amen, church? Death is not the end of the story. The empty tomb assures us that death will not have the final word. In fact, the resurrection of Jesus affirms that that promise of eternal life can also be given to us. The victory is not only a testament to Jesus' very resurrection, but it also gives us a guarantee for believers of future resurrection and eternal life. Can you imagine that? That you and I can have the gift of resurrection? Jesus' resurrection paves the way for our own very resurrection. Because we know that Jesus Christ lives, we who believe in Him know that we also can live. In other words, we no longer have to fear death. For death is not the end. Death is somehow a passing through one side of life to the next side of life. With joy and with an expectant heart, knowing that we will be in final reunion with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ up in heaven. Amen? I'm so grateful to God that He's giving me that opportunity to say that every time we gather for the service of resurrection, death and resurrection, when someone passes away from this side of life to the next side of life, we can convictedly proclaim the good news that death has been defeated. And that is the heart of Christianity. That's the best thing about Christianity, is the hope it gives that physical death will not be the end. But thanks be to God that we can and we will all experience eternal life. Death was defeated on the cross, and this is just the beginning of life eternal for someone who believes in the Lordship of Christ. And finally, the resurrection of Jesus ensures us that we too will one day have resurrection bodies. Listen again to what the Bible says. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. In other words, this body, this earthly body that we have, will decay. It will be subjected to sickness and diseases and aging. But because of Jesus' resurrection, there is coming a day when, because of Him, our bodies will be transformed to match His perfect, glorious resurrection bodies. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a good news that we need to hold on as Easter people? That because of Jesus' resurrection, we too will one day have resurrection bodies. So nothing to be afraid. Indeed, on this glorious Easter resurrection day, the resurrection of Jesus means that you have brothers and sisters in the house of God. We have a place called church. We have this church called Plank Chapel, a place to belong in the family of Christ. Because of Jesus' resurrection, there is grace for your guilt, mercy for your misery, strength in your weaknesses. Because there is resurrection of Jesus, there is hope for the most darkness moments of your life. There is forgiveness for your mistakes. There is liberation from the bondage of sins and redemptions and hope. Because of Jesus' resurrection, there is freedom. There is reconciliation. There is healing. And there is heaven. And finally, there is hope. because of Jesus' resurrection, we are given the second chance. Amen? We have reconciled relationships and we have these new beginnings. Friends, on this glorious resurrection day, we should tell the whole world that indeed Jesus is alive. Can we do that? Tell to the whole world that Jesus is alive. And that's exactly what we will do because Jesus is alive. Say that with me, church. Jesus is alive. And all the people of God said, Amen.